this story is all in light of the terrible tragedy that has happened in Norway. And we wanted to know about how Islam is viewed in Europe in general. And so my first question will be just that. What is the general view of Islam in Europe?
I think it varies tremendously from region to region. I could talk about Britain for a moment. In Britain, there are cities in northern England which are deeply divided and segregated, where you have very traditional Muslim communities living what are called parallel lives, quite separate from the traditional white communities. And frankly, the atmosphere in some of those northern towns is very tense, and it will be a struggle to keep the social peace in places like that, I think anyone would feel. On the other hand, here in London, London has a reputation as a big, exuberant, multinational, multicultural place. And on the whole, at an everyday level, race relations are quite good in London. And I would say that religions get on fairly well as well. We don't. Greater London is a place where people live and let live in terms of race, religion, and everything else. And I think that going elsewhere, you would find similar contrasts.
What is the reaction in Europe to the Oslo tragedy?
I guess it depends on what you thought before. If you're somebody who's, you know, very sensitive to harsh religious discourse, or somebody who thinks that people should be very cautious when addressing the subject of religion under any circumstances, then, of course, you're likely to think that this tragedy in Oslo was, in a sense, set up by what we call sort of Islamophobic politics, Islamophobic political rhetoric. But, of course, you can never prove that political rhetoric leads to atrocities. So certainly I would say that the tragedy in Norway has sharpened the debate about religion, religious diversity, and I suppose it's made people more entrenched in whatever they felt before.
Is there a fear in Europe that Islamophobia is spreading and so violence might also increase?
Well, both Islamophobia and Islam itself is quite an issue in a lot of European cities. And if you look where, you know, there are very high concentrations of Muslim population and where the issue of Islam is salient in local politics, you know, it tends to be big, big cities. And so whilst you know, it may be nonsense to speak of Europe as a whole turning into Eurabia, you know, there is definitely a real thing going on, which is that in a number of large European conurbations, Amsterdam would be one, perhaps Lyon or Marseille in France might be two others. You know, there is a real political issue around the accommodation of Islam, and you know, both the representatives of the Muslim population are pretty strident in their demands for, as they would put it, acceptance, accommodation, and there is quite a strong nativist reaction to that. So I would say that there is a palpable increase of tension in certain large European conurbations.
The attacks of 9/11 changed the United States forever. Do you think these attacks in Norway have changed Europe?
Well, I think that they may confirm an existing trend, which is that debates around multiculturalism, the integration of immigrants, and the ability of religions to live together will become sharper, more tense, and attitudes may become more entrenched.
Well, thank you very much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.